The views and opinions expressed here are those of the guests, and are not the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The Mormon Channel presents Into All the World.
The vision will begin to be fulfilled.
Our membership is found throughout the world.
The New Zealanders and the Australians.
Sono felice di servire il Signore.
Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Burma.
5 new temples.
Ni kupitia kwa imani.
Go ye into all the world.
Welcome to Into All the World, where we talk about the work of the Lord throughout the world. I'm Tim Taggart, and joining me in the studio today are President Brad and Debbie Farnsworth, who've recently returned from the Madrid, Spain mission. Welcome. Glad that you're here today.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you coming. First, before we begin, tell us a little bit about yourselves and about your family, and introduce yourselves to us, if you would.
Debbie and I were married 30 years ago. In fact, we celebrated our 30th anniversary 1 month before we came home from Madrid, and it was a wonderful opportunity to celebrate it there at the end of our mission. I grew up in a military family, and so I've lived all over the United States. It was a wonderful experience. My father retired, and I went to Provo High School, right next to BYU. And Debbie grew up in Northern California. We met at BYU. I served my first mission in Argentina. And as we met, as I was working on my master's degree in accounting, then we got married 3 weeks after I graduated and 3 weeks after I sat for the CPA exam. And then I started my new job, so it was a wonderful month. And I worked in Salt Lake for 11 years for an international CPA firm, 2 years for church auditing. And then they asked us to move to BYU Hawaii, where I was in the administration there for 2 years. And then for 12 years, I served in the central administration of Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. And then they called us on a mission. And so that represents our 30 years. And Debbie she was in her best element, in her perfect element as a mission mom. And that's where all of her good qualities came out. And that's the woman I married 30 years ago.
Well, I think that's because I was a mother before that. We have 5 children. 4 of them are married, and the youngest is a student at Brigham Young University who is not married. I might say we had 3 children get married in the last 3 years.
Oh, wow.
While we were in Spain. But that was an incredible blessing, and we certainly had wonderful support from our family and from them.
So. We have 2 beautiful granddaughters also.
Of course.
That's great. But for me, that was one of the only sacrifices I felt like I made in the mission field was staying there while the weddings were going on back home. But other than that, it was all just blessings. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. And you're obviously great people. There's nothing quite like the impact that a mission president and his wife have in the lives of the missionaries, and it's something that's remembered for the rest of their lives. And I'm sure you have a similar feeling towards the missionaries.
Oh, we love our missionaries. Obviously, we love our children, and we grew closer to them and knew they were blessed because of our absence. But yes, we have 335 young men and women and couples who are part of our extended family now for eternity.
And the residuals are wonderful from that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the Spain-Madrid mission and both the cultural and geography and the people that you served with.
There's 4 missions in Spain. We're the only ones without beachfront property, which was wonderful. And so Madrid is right in the middle of the country. It's a very large city of about 4 million people. About 80% of our missionaries are there right in the community of Madrid. And we go to the Portugal border to the west. And then up north about 2.5 hours, out east about 3 hours by car, and then south about 3.5 hours. And so the other 3 missions actually border the north, the east, and the south, and then Portugal borders the west boundaries of the Madrid mission.
Hmm. So that's very interesting. Well, tell us a little bit about the culture and the people that you serve.
Spain is a very modern country, a very progressive country. And with all of the tradition of 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000 years, castles that dot the landscape, and the wonderful Prado Museum and other museums with rich culture, of course, Cervantes and Don Quixote, there is so much tradition. You feel the tradition and you feel the pride of the people, and they should be proud of their heritage. And yet there is the spirit of the temple there in Madrid that reminds us that there are eternal blessings available too, and the people are beginning to see that. And that's the wonderful mixture we have of eternity with the proud culture of Spain.
The Spanish people love their families.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets very warm, especially in the summer. But at night, pretty much everyone lives in apartment buildings, you know, 5 and 6 stories high. And at night they come out with their families and just walk up and down the promenades and enjoy the little playgrounds that are probably every block with their families. And missionaries find that a wonderful opportunity to do some contacting. Yeah. So, when they get to know the church, it's really not a bad fit because they love their families, and who wouldn't want to be with them forever?
Yeah, a warm, open, and loving people.
They really are.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
The church itself and the member, what is the membership and how is it organized within the mission in Madrid?
There's approximately 45,000 members of the church in Spain, and we have 2 of the 10 stakes in the Madrid mission. And like I said, there's 4 missions, and we have 2 small districts outside of Madrid. And so the 2 stakes are where we have about 80% of our missionaries right there at the temple. The stake center is part of Temple Square as well as the MTC, the Family History Center. So it's a very nice complex there. The bishops and the stake presidents are very proven, very good leaders. Many of them are second and third generation. Many of them are from South America, other parts of the world where they have moved to Spain because of the economy. So it's a very international church because you have a lot of South Americans. You have, of course, many Spaniards, but you also have people from Africa and Eastern Europe that are coming to Spain as well that are joining the church.
Mm-hmm. Is there a feeling of growth in the church, or are things pretty stable?
No, definitely growth, and the growth is accelerating. I think that's due to a couple of things. One is, of course, the temple that's been there for 10 years. People are noticing that and asking a lot of questions. And then the spiritual blessings of the temple and just having that light there in the middle of the city. The reason why it's accelerating, the Preach My Gospel manual that came out 4 or 5 years ago, the members are really starting to embrace that. They're becoming more involved. Missionary work, I think, is improving because of the training at the MTCs and throughout the missions. And I think that you'll see a continued acceleration. Baptisms have gone up 50% over the last 3 or 4 years in the 4 missions because of these tools that we have.
That's very impressive. And that's an exciting thing. There's an energy that happens with those new converts and the life coming into the church. Certainly a blessing for the missionaries.
In fact, just to tell a story real quick, when we first arrived in Spain, we went to a baptism of a man that had a family, and we were able to watch him develop with that family and grow in the gospel. After seeing that baptism, he was made the branch president of the branch there after how long was
that? 1 year after he was baptized.
1 year after he was baptized. And we heard just yesterday that he went with his family, his wife and their 3 beautiful little girls, to the temple. And we're sealed as a family on Tuesday together, and it was just wonderful to realize that had happened.
And you established that generational growth.
Exactly.
That brings the strength to the kingdom. That's
yeah.
a marvelous thing. This is the Into All the World on the Mormon Channel. I'm Tim Taggart, and we're joined today in the studio with President Brad and Debbie Farnsworth, who've recently returned from the Spain Madrid mission. And it's a thrill to be able to have you here and to be able to talk about your experience. Tell us a little bit about the missionary work as far as how do the missionaries find people to teach, and how is the missionary work functioning from the missionary level?
Most of the missionary finding is still done by the missionaries. However, once again, we've seen the members get more involved in inviting their friends to come to family home meetings with missionaries there and introducing them. There's a DVD that the church came out with about 1.5 years ago called Finding Happiness. The part that we used of the DVD was in Spanish, of course. It was filmed in Spain. It's only 5 minutes long. The members share that with their friends. The missionaries carry that. That's a very important tool using the technology just to talk about what is the purpose of life. Certainly, there needs to be more to life than running around and being busy, and it's very pensive, a beautiful spirit, and we have found that to be an effective tool. We have pass-along cards with the Madrid Temple on that, and it The reason why the temple, I think, is so important to the people of Madrid, in fact, those who live close to it call it their temple. They're very proud of the architecture, and Spain is filled with great culture of architecture, and the symbols and the culture of Spain are blended in to the architecture of the Madrid temple. So there's some tools there that are natural, but yes, we spend a lot of time as missionaries talking with people on the subways, talking with people on the streets, meeting with members and their friends. It's not as good as it could be, but it's made tremendous progress, and so we're optimistic for the future on that.
That's great. And like you mentioned, you're having success, and you're finding people to baptize, and that's really the key.
In fact, let me just interrupt. Go ahead. Missionaries going to any one of the Spain missions will baptize, and they'll baptize a lot. That's one of the things that as missionaries come, they say, oh, well, I baptize here. They will baptize. It's a tremendous opportunity. All the missions are increasing in baptisms, and young men and young women and couples need to understand that when they're going to Spain, they're going to be very busy. They're teaching 15 to 20 lessons a week for each companionship. The work is going very well there.
What's the makeup of the missionaries within your mission? Are they all Americans? Are they some of them from Europe? Where are they from?
About 90% of our missionaries, we had about 120 there in total, and about 90% at a time. About 90% of our missionaries are from the United States. The rest are from Europe. There's a few that were from South America, but the rest are from Europe. Quite a few are from Spain, of course. A lot of them have South American ancestry, but the wonderful stakes and other missions in Spain are providing some good young people, but predominantly United States Americans.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give for missionaries that are preparing to come to Spain, or parents of future missionaries, on what they ought to do to prepare in order to be an effective missionary?
I would start with, first of all, understanding that they're going to be busy teaching. They're going to be very positive and very successful as missionaries. But they're going to work hard. It's missionary work is hard work. And that's not only in Spain. That's wherever you're going to do missionary work. And so we had some problems, physical problems, with missionaries who weren't used to walking. They were used to riding cars. They were used to other modes of transportation. But even though there's good public transportation in Madrid, you still walk 6 to 10 miles a day, and you've just got to get your body in shape to do that. And you've got to learn how to do the basic things like how to clean a bathroom, how to cook, how to sew, and how to get along with people. Stop playing video games so much and go out and just start talking to people. And these are things that missionaries are able to overcome, of course. But if they can come to the mission having these skills already and this confidence of relating to people, then that will just make them further ahead and able to do the work that much more quickly.
Excellent.
I think another thing is certainly to learn how to be obedient, because mm-hmm. certainly a missionary, if anything else, needs to be obedient. And that's to the mission rules, to just the general rules of the gospel, the commandments, the things that they're asked to do. They're expected to follow those and do it with a willing spirit and heart. And I think that doesn't come automatically. You have to be able to learn how to do that beforehand, and certainly prepare yourself physically, but also spiritually as well. As we know, you need to learn how to become a missionary, not just do missionary things. And that comes beforehand by reading your scriptures, by even just going to church and learning what you can. And certainly we would encourage everyone to read the Book of Mormon cover to cover before, and know that that's something, and have the testimony so that they can share that with others before. It doesn't just automatically come.
Do you have any experiences come to mind of missionaries that became great missionaries that maybe didn't appear that way when they arrived that come to your mind?
Oh, no,
a
never.
Lot. All, including ourselves. Yeah. In other words, all of us improve so much because of the sacrifice and the way the Lord blesses us there. But yes, there are missionaries who perhaps weren't as prepared as they could have been. And as we reflect upon those great young men and women and how they had faith, let me just give one example of of one particular missionary that obedience was hard. He was not really raised in a family where that was stressed, and he didn't relate very well to his parents. But he had enough faith that he didn't want to quit. He wanted to keep going. And so, quite frankly, he and I worked together on a lot of things. And after 6 months, he still just wasn't getting it, didn't have the social skills, but he didn't give up. He kept working, Eventually, we were able to make him a district leader. He worked very well. And then he went home after 2 years, and he had the light of the gospel in his eyes. And he did everything that he was asked to do. And the Lord blessed him. And we know that the Lord was satisfied with his efforts. And as we embraced one another at the airport, he said, "Will you please write me?" And I said, "Yes, I will." And so we've corresponded a little bit by internet. But that's just one of many examples where everyone goes back a better person because, like Sister Farnsworth said, they obey, they read the Book of Mormon, they do the things they're supposed to do, and the Lord blesses them and their family.
Yeah, they become servants of the Lord. And changes their life forever. What's been the impact of the Preach My Gospel program and book as you've experienced it in the mission field?
Well, it's a wonderful volume. I just can't imagine trying to be a mission president without Preach My Gospel. And one of the things that we did, I'll say stumbled across this, but I think the Lord held us by the hand a little bit, is I would do our interviews and we would go around to groups. I asked Debbie to get to know the missionaries a little bit, and she started developing some games for the missionaries who are waiting to be interviewed. And a lot of those games had to do with Preach My Gospel. So we did a lot of things to encourage missionaries to not only read it, but to know it, and to know each of the 13 chapters and what they were about, and to quote. And so there were a lot of incentives there. And one other thing that we did for the 3 years that we were there, every transfer, we would select a chapter out of Preach My Gospel. And that would be the theme for district meetings. That would be the theme for interviews, just focusing on that one chapter so that we could develop some skills and become better at it. And then, of course, we would rotate those chapters around. And it's just the complete book and methodology. And we're grateful for the brethren and all those who have developed that book.
I know the very first thing on the first page of Preach My Gospel, it's the chapter on my purpose. And the missionaries do have a purpose. And we would have the missionaries repeat that every morning in English and in Spanish so that they were reminded before they went out the door why they were there and who they represented. And I think that brought everything that they had learned to their mind and memory constantly, and I think that helped them too.
If I could just share one other thing.
Sure.
We were internalizing Preach My Gospel so much. The very first picture on the first chapter is a picture of Dan Jones on the back of a wagon in Wales preaching the Book of Mormon. Mm-hmm. Well, we took that to heart. We found some stools, these little step stools, and what we would do at the end of Zone Conference is we would invite a half a dozen missionaries to come up one by one. And not hiding behind a pulpit, but to be up on that stool as if they're on the back of a wagon, just like Dan Jones, having a Book of Mormon in their hand. And they would stand up and they would testify of the Book of Mormon to all these missionaries. It was a very powerful opportunity for them to feel that. And missionaries looked forward to the opportunity.
And knew who was going to do it.
Yeah.
But they always had to be prepared. And, of course, it was done in the Spanish language. And we even ad-libbed that a little bit and got two stools and had an Alma and Amulek impersonation. And so... I think that the ideas that are from Preach My Gospel, even that picture of Dan Jones in Wales, was enough to inspiration and help us develop some activities that were very powerful for the missionaries.
My mission happened to be the Wales was a major part of that, and some of his descendants are still powerful in preaching the gospel. Did you find that your missionaries increased their capability to teach through their experience? Did you find that to be important?
One of the greatest counsels that we got from Elder Ballard, who was spoke at the MTC and was chairman of the executive director of the missionary department at that time, was to get missionaries out teaching, have them teach at least 15 lessons every week, and then Elder Perry increased that to 20.
They said they need to know that they know how to teach.
And so, yes, we had him teach members. We had him teach active members. We had him teach, of course, investigators, but look for teaching opportunities. And that was one of the things that we stressed. And then, of course, we have to practice teaching. And so we get in zone conferences and we would talk about that. We would practice it. We would repractice it. We would evaluate what we're doing. We would have missionaries practice a discussion every medio dia, which is the siesta in the afternoon in Spain, where they take 2 hours off. Missionaries wouldn't be sleeping. They would be practicing. They'd be preparing. So they would practice together at least a half an hour a day of teaching. That doesn't count the 15 or 20 that they're doing. We need to be better teachers. We always practice. We can still be better teachers. But yes, that was a major emphasis. And once again, Preach My Gospel had all the tools in there. We just needed to apply them and teach them to the missionaries.
Yeah, a missionary's favorite thing to do is to teach.
Yeah.
And I was just amazed how well they do.
The Spirit's always there when the missionaries are teaching.
Even when they're practicing.
Yes.
Even when they're practicing. Yeah.
And it builds them and increases their faith. Mm-hmm. This is Into All the World on the Mormon Channel. I'm Tim Taggart, and we're visiting today with President Sister Brad and Debbie Farnsworth, who served as mission president in the Spain-Madrid mission. And it's a thrill to have you with us today. Talk with us for a minute about how the Spirit of the Lord works on this work, both from mission president, the missionaries, the members, and some of the miracles that you've seen as a result of the Lord accomplishing His work.
Well, that's a very hard question to answer so briefly. But if anything, there was one thing that we learned is how to follow the Spirit. I thought that I knew how to do it before, but I know I didn't.
You couldn't have done it by yourself.
And I mean, the Lord spoke to me so many times through my companion. The Spirit of the work, we would search out the Spirit whenever there was a baptismal service. We would have investigators come to that because we knew the Spirit would be there. We were reverent and respectful of the chapel because it was there in the chapel where the sacrament was shared with the members every Sunday. And so we knew there were certain occasions, such as sacrament meeting, and of course the temple, to have temple tours outside of the temple and explaining the purpose of the temple and to feel the Spirit there on Temple Square because of the temple. We were always searching out opportunities and circumstances where the Spirit would be there. And, of course, helping in Chapter 4, Preach My Gospel, helping all of us identify what is the Spirit and how to create the environment so the Spirit would be there. Boy, I guess that was a big theme of our mission.
Yeah, I mean, they know the missionary is not the teacher. It's the Spirit, and their job is to connect the people that they are teaching to the Spirit so that they can work themselves out of a job, basically, and the Spirit will teach them through reading the Scriptures or through their prayers.
If I could just add one other experience. Once again, I say we stumbled across it. Certainly the Lord was taking us, but with about a year left in our mission, we invited the missionaries. We gave a copy of the Spanish Book of Mormon to every one of the missionaries, and we said, even if you need to use a dictionary from English to Spanish and Spanish to English, plow through the Book of Mormon, but we want you to circle every scripture that talks about the Savior. And it was a great blessing during that next year for missionaries to report back to me one by one as they did this and how they felt the Spirit and the power of the Book of Mormon, knowing that the Book of Mormon is a second witness, is another testament of Jesus Christ. And so that's what missionary work is all about, as you know, is seeking out the Spirit, creating an environment for the Spirit to come, and then bearing truth, having the Spirit bear witness of that, and then pointing that out to the investigators so they can have their own testimonies. And so we needed to do that for ourselves as missionaries as well, and that's why we had all of us read the Spanish Book of Mormon, making those markings like we did.
Yeah, that's powerful. Well, we appreciate so much the time that you've taken to visit with us and so many memories and experiences that you've had and that the missionaries have had and in this ongoing miracle of work. And maybe we could conclude today, if we would, President, with you sharing your testimony with us in English and then Sister Farnsworth. And then, President, if you'd conclude by sharing your testimony with us in Spanish.
Well, thank you very much. That's a nice way to do it. I know that God lives. I know that Jesus Christ directs this work. And I know that Thomas S. Monson is the prophet of God. It was while we were in Spain that we had the passing of President Hinckley and then, of course, President Monson being sustained in that wonderful general conference. And we had a chance to participate in that, even though we were halfway around the world. And we couldn't have felt the Spirit stronger if we had been in the conference center here in Salt Lake City. I know he is a prophet of God and that the Lord directs his work through him. The Book of Mormon is true. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
These last 3 years that we've had in Spain have been incredible. I thought I had a testimony before, but as I was able to live and breathe and eat missionary work, I felt like I've never had the Spirit more with me. I've never felt the Spirit more. And that has just, I mean, I will never be the same. And that's because of the missionaries, the people, and the love that I felt from our Heavenly Father, because I know that He lives, and I know it's through the sacrifice of His Son that we are able to do these things, that we're able to preach the gospel, and the desire that we have for everyone to know that they have a Heavenly Father that loves them. I know as well, you know, that through the atonement, eternal life is a possibility. No, it's a reality. And that, well, immortality is a reality, and the eternal life is a possibility. And those things are so real to me now. And I know that the church has been restored on this earth through the prophet Joseph Smith. And that he is and was the prophet of the restoration. I'm so grateful for the Book of Mormon, for the truths that are there. And I am so grateful to know these things, especially that I can live with my Heavenly Father again one day with my family. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Bueno, con su permiso, quisiera compartir mi testimonio en español. Yo sé que Dios vive. Sé que todos nosotros somos hijos de Dios y que Él nos ama. Sé y les testifico de que Jesucristo es el Hijo de Dios, que Él expió por nuestros pecados y que nosotros podemos volver a Dios, nuestro Padre Celestial, por causa de la expiación de su Hijo Jesucristo. Yo sé que José Smith fue un profeta y que él tradujo las planchas de oro para que nosotros pudiéramos recibir el Libro de Mormón en este día, un libro que fue escrito para nosotros este día. Estoy agradecido y les testifico por un profeta viviente, aún el presidente Thomas S. Monson. Sé que él habla con Dios. Sé que él es inspirado. Y es el profeta para todo el mundo, para todos nosotros. Sé que Dios contesta las oraciones que nosotros ofrecemos a él. Y les comparto estas verdades humildemente en el nombre de Jesucristo. Amén.
Amén. Thank you. This is Into All the World on the Mormon Channel. We've had the delightful experience of visiting with President Brad and Sister Debbie Farnsworth from the Spain Lid Mission, and appreciate so much your testimonies. I'm Tim Taggart, the host. Thank you.
You have been listening to Into All the World